All you're gonna do the Black Cat County change. You somebody wanna hear that. Okay, we'll do that. Let's see. Sometimes I forget what key I do this in. You'll have to forgive me. Ronnie says 3 frets. I'm only on 2. See, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I can still count. I got applause for that, didn't I? You know what I'll do? Get you guys to pick a good tune while I tune.
Okay.
How that do? Huh? Would you like to hear just the banjo and the fiddle? Now, this is how they used to do it before they had a guitar or a mandolin or a bass fiddle or drum or whatever. What was that? What? Doc Watson? He's a good friend of mine. He was. Boys, wait a minute. I want to tell this gentleman a little story about Doc. First time I ever met Doc, I was playing guitar for Bill Monroe. You did mention Doc, right? Okay. Well, I was playing for Bill Monroe, and we were playing, I think it was a 2-week thing in Hollywood, California. Santa Monica, I think it was. No, Hollywood. It was a place called the Ash Grove Club, and we were there for 2 weeks. And our manager at the time was Ralph Rensselaer, who later went to manage the folk life up here in Washington, D.C. He left Nashville and come up because they gave him a job up there managing folk life. Anyway, Ralph Rensselaer told Bill Monroe, he said, now look, I've got an act I want to open for us this second week here. And he said his name's Doc Watson, you know. Of course, Doc had not been heard of except for locally around Boone, North Carolina, and Deep Gap and around there, you know. He had never been out for much. And so he said, Bill Monroe said, well, that's fine. And Ralph Rensselaer had this in mind. You remember you don't remember it. I don't either. The Monroe brothers, Charlie Monroe and Bill Monroe, they used to be brothers and they had a duet together. And Doc Watson knew all those tunes. And so they were going to do revisit a lot of the Monroe brothers' tunes. And he was a great guitar player. You know that, don't you? And so but just going to let Doc open the show by himself. You know, he didn't bring a band with him, just Doc. And he sit on a chair, you know, and Doc asked me, he said, would you go out there and play a little backup guitar with me? And I said, well, I don't know your songs, you know. I was just a kid. I was only 23, I think, then. And he said, all I do is I just play them old fiddle tunes on a guitar. And I said, well, these fiddle players, they've schooled me on those old fiddle tunes. I know all of them. Just to play chords with and runs and all that, you know. And so I went out there and I sat down and played every show, every night with Doc. That's how I met Doc Watson, 1963. I just thought I'd tell this gentleman that story, and I have a lot of reverence for Doc Watson. He was a great musician, and there were so many things he could do that we natural folks, you know, he was blind, but he could do so many things. Now, boys, pick him a good. Don't do nothing to Doc's, because he wouldn't like it.